a word for you from Acts chapter 14, verse 4. But the multitude of the city was divided. Part sided with the Jews, and part sided with the apostles. Yes, God does bring division. Jesus said he has not come to bring peace on earth, but to bring a sword, to divide those who reject the gospel and those who accept the gospel. Even though, of course, the gospel also unites. It brings us into fellowship firstly with God, unites us with him, and unites us with his people. But there is this side. It is an ugly side, but those who reject the gospel will find themselves automatically resisting God's work, as we have looked at from the beginning of this week, where though God was working in revival power, there were those who were influenced, whose minds were poisoned, who resisted the work of the Holy Spirit. So remember that the power of God, it does bring a reconciliation between us and God, and us and others with whom we were at enmity. But there is this side as well, that there are those who will be divided, part with those who resist God and those who are with those who propagate the gospel. For there has been poison spread around. The originator, of course, of this division is ultimately the greatest rebel of all, Satan himself. Because Lucifer began the rebellion in heaven, not wanting to glorify the Lord Jesus Christ. He didn't want to submit to him and finally was cast out of heaven together with a third of the angels, who are now demon spirits. And so he continues to resist, and he loves stirring up people against God. He doesn't stir them up against God directly. He uses an indirect means by stirring them up against brethren in whom the Holy Spirit dwells. And that is why in verse 2 of this same chapter it says that the unbelieving Jews stirred up Gentiles and poisoned their minds against the brethren. And here you find the division. It is right through the city, those who are mad and those who are glad. It is always the case. When God is at work, there will be those who willingly, lovingly accept the gospel. But there will be those who resist, and sometimes, as we find out in verse 5, violently resist.